My mic is up. Pardon us, everyone. I'm squaring away mics. Alrighty. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. This is season three of the High Riders campaign, the OGs. Cast, please say hello to the audience. Audience, please let us know if you can hear us and if there's any issues.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Grandma.
Howdy, folks.
Oi, Batalada.
Glad to be joining y'all tonight.
Happy Friday.
All right. So, welcome back, everyone. Like I said, the stars have aligned, and we surprised we have a full full crew tonight. I'm GM Raven. I am the chronicler for the High Riders campaign. We're here every Friday. Slight change. There's some. We have a surprise next week because we have. I started the second launch crew. They've rebranded, or they've chosen a different name, and they will be going under Error 404. So, join us next week, and we'll meet the Error 404 crew for the second team of High Riders. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce our cast. Starting with Cold Spider, tell us where we can find you in the socials and who you'll be playing tonight.
Hey, you can find me everywhere at Cold Spider 04, and today I'll be playing Hagen the Lawman. Curious to see what's going to happen with this new crew, and looking forward to playing with y'all. Also glad to be back from the Christmas break.
you have a good break?
I slept.
Awesome. Best.
Okay. Next we'll go over to Kiwi.
Hi everybody, I'm Kiwi Waste. You can find me here on Twitch or on Discord as Kiwi Waste, and on Twitter as Waste Kiwi. And you can also catch me on Thursday mornings, also here at Cybernation, in a Diamond Dust campaign. And I'm super pumped to be back. Yeah.
It's good to have you back. Are you good for Christmas? No.
I feel like I was good for Christmas, so.
Okay. Next up is Stink Palm.
Hey everybody. Tracy or Stink Palm 007. I'm a pro GM and, you know, annoying player, I guess. Chaos Gremlin, and I'll be playing Vella, the conspiracy-minded media fixer, and thinks she can pilot Nomad. So we'll see what trouble we get into. I think I was left in charge, so we're in trouble.
What was it? Local drug dealer.
Yeah, that too. I forgot those, you know. Yeah, so we're in trouble. So I'll just pass it on to somebody else.
Alright, okay, so next up is Spaceman.
Hi, this is my first time joining y'all. Spaceman, my real name's Khalil, and I'll be playing Chandra Nima, or if you'd prefer something from English, you can say Sun or Sky. In Exile to the Stars, who's made his way through rough technical knowledge, despite very little institutional education. And I'm glad to be with you all. You can find me on Reddit at Solar Polis, if you care. All I do is shitpost about Cyberpunk 2020, so, and Buddhism.
Okay. Remind me to have you update that with our promo team. Next up, we'll have Silver.
Hi, I'm Silver. It's my first time joining y'all, like the past two before me. And I am, you can find me at call sign Fox One on Instagram, because that's the only place where I shitpost my airsoft shenanigans. And I will be playing Kia, the exotic nomad with a good taste for speed.
Exotic, when elaborate.
So Kia has a, she's not a full body sculpt, she is only a, have the ears and tail, like a fox, but outside of that, she's pretty close to human. Okay. Mostly.
We'll go ahead, we'll delve a little bit more into the new characters in a few minutes. Next up is Questioning Reality.
Hi everyone, I'm Joe, or Questioning Reality. And you can find me under that handle in the Cybernation Uncensored Discord. And I'm going to be playing Conroy, the exec on a quest for revenge, who's new to space. And I'm looking forward to joining the group and playing with y'all in Cyberpunk in space.
All right. Welcome to new players. As I said, I am GM Raven. I am the chronicler for this campaign and Error 404. For next week. So, you can find me all over the internet at A Familiar Raven. I also play Jax on Team Nevermore, Ruckus on Cyborg, and who knows? There's other shows in the works. We'll just have to see where I pop up next. We finished Fallout Pacific Northwest, where we put Major Gusset to bed, who was reincarnated into something very dangerous. We'll see if she shows up in the next iteration of Fallout Pacific Northwest. So, I would like to take a moment to say thank you to our Patreon, your contributions to them. To our Discord and help us facilitate shows like this, Cyberpunk Shanghai, Shock and Awe, Shadows of Asterin, and Dune, and a lot more interesting shows coming down the network in the near future. There's talk of The Walking Dead and Silent Hill, so. We'll see. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Lion Banner Games, Studio Agate, Free League Publishing, Sirenscape, Fantasy Grounds, Modifius, Loki Battle Mats, and special thanks to Artal Soyan Games for creating this wonderful genre of cyberpunk that allows myself and other GMs to bring these fantastical and gritty interpretations of cyberpunk to you, the audience. So, without further ado, we'll jump into character creation for the new an explanation for our new characters. So, let's start off with Kia.
Oh boy. So I'm doing character explanation.
What role is Kia? What's Kia's motivation, and how do you see how did we decide on Kia joining the crew?
So Kia is a Nomad 7. And her main motivation into why she's traveling, you know, the solar system is to find her long lost brother, Lux, who has run away chasing dreams. As far as how she's being incorporated into the story, I believe she is paired up with Spaceman's character, as she is going to be flying a... I'm blanking out currently. She's going to be flying a bullet racing yacht that's been modified to a good extent. And so, of course, with all vehicle maintenance, you gotta keep that stuff tip-top, otherwise you know, might get spaced.
Okay. Let's see. Before we go any further, something I failed to mention to our new players is that I'm a little bit of an unconventional GM. I like it when characters try to step into their characters, try to immerse themselves into the game. So it helps probably for the audience too when you use I statements. So as Kira, I'm coming into this as I'm a solo or whatever, and I'm here to kick ass and freaking I'm on the trail of so and so. Sound good? Okay. Spaceman, you up?
Right here. So I'm Kandra Nima, Sun or Sky, if you want English. Mm-hmm. And at a young age, about 16, I was involved in a disputable murder accusation, right? Where maybe I didn't directly cause it, but I probably had some level of involvement that led to being shipped out by political enemies to the far reaches. I would have been born under the Chinese government, and so I probably would have gone up with JAB to do asteroid mining in the belt. And then after working, you know, a bit of my sentence off, I end up with an industry contact, a Japanese guy I know fairly well. Enki is his name, and he manages to get me loose, basically, from the company contract. And so I'm an engineer with very little institutional education, just hands-on know-how, and an extra set of hands, because I got the linear frame and the quad arm array. And so gameplay-wise, I fix stuff and I hold shields for people. I'm just here to facilitate. And I'm doing whatever independent private work I can get my hands on, and I need money to send back home to the little mattering of family I have, you know? Like, I've got a younger brother and some nieces and nephews.
Okay. So you got family at home to protect.
Yeah, and a reason I gotta make exorbitant amounts of cash.
Okay. Are you taking precautions to make sure that they're not being watched? And it's hard when
they're... It's hard to communicate with them in general, right, is the problem. Like, especially because I've just gotten free from the company, so I'm still establishing myself. That's more of a long-term aim, and I don't know much about the financial system, so I'd have to talk it out with somebody who does.
Okay. You've also given me an idea for later down the stream, but okay. Awesome. any tidbits of information can be used. Questioning reality.
My name is Conroy. My last name is Classified Information, and I am an executive at Peregrine, and I'm currently looking for our little band of edge runners here. And the reason I'm up in space in the first place, because I'm a Night City resident who is fresh up in the stars, mm-hmm. is because a man killed my parents. So he was some gonk hired by a rival at their company, and I knew he went up to space, and so I'm following him. So I'm doing everything I can to find him while also maintaining the lifestyle I'm accustomed to.
Okay, so you got a couple different axes to grind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Burning a lot of bridges.
Does Conroy have any Does he have like anger issues because of this?
Conroy, I am you know, what you might call a high functioning psychopath. I can talk to most people. I can plan around most things, but I will have hot flashes where, you know, if I think I could get away with it, you might find, you know, a mono wakizashi going through your spinal cord because you said the wrong thing.
Hmm.
So sometimes I don't think through my actions that well.
Does he like to do you like to partake in VR to kind of offset these murderous kind of rages?
No, I'm pretty straight edge in that kind of thing.
Hmm.
you know, I've grown up trying to keep things together. So everything just kind of gets bottled up and then explodes.
Okay. So you're a hand grenade ready to be
thrown. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. More interesting information. However will they will your enemies use this against you? I'm not saying that I will personally try to kill you. I'm just saying through your actions and whatnot, it tends to happen. Okay, so I may have brought this up before when I welcomed you all to the team. But something that's different about my campaign as opposed to the other campaigns is that since space is inherently dangerous, and you're more than likely, especially in this season, to have your number called by the Reaper, I ported over over Bennies. So Bennies are like a token, or like a form of a do-over, a reroll, what have you. A blown dice roll. Instead of using luck, you can spend your Benny, and you can pretend that that blown roll never happened. You can be out in space, and a meteor shower that should have killed you, or a rocket that should have that exploded near you, that should have cut you in half or something, could be spent to say that, oh, you never went outside, or you completed your job early, and magically you're alive again, or you escaped the jaws of death. At the beginning of every session, all of you will have one Benny, and depending on character play and how far you're leaning into your characters, you can be one of you can be awarded a second Benny. Understood? Or is that... You got it?
Understood.
Okay.
Got it.
So, now that we covered that, we jump into the current state of things. So, the main team is over on the secret station that Gemma told you all about. Which is the Haven. The Haven is a protected safe harbor for edge runners that were afforded the secrecy of hiding from people after them, or that want to conduct business without being interrupted. So unfortunately, the previous captains or the previous bosses the previous boss Melody was had a run-in with someone that the rest of the team is unfamiliar with, and left in the scuffle, left her catatonic, and the team's engineer or techie, Axel, has gone missing. That's two team members you've had, team that you've had come up missing. What are we gonna do about it? Give me a second, while I switch over to the other game screen and, okay. Good. All mics are active and good. Never mind.
Well, I assume we're going to try to hunt him down.
Yeah. So we... Didn't we find, a fancy old cigarette from this woman that took Melody?
You did. Good observation. And good recollection.
We did. We also, found out this person was very well dressed, probably more so than some of the other people that hang around this area.
Yes.
That's usually which tends to lead to they probably got some money behind them, which means they probably are some executives themselves, but...
Well, what you found out was the threading is synonymous with a shop in back on Terra. Just have to see back in Bao-Yi.
Yes, I think I figured out that her shoes were from Terra. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that it?
Yes.
Yes, because that was the important part.
Bao-Yi's shop.
I mean, because I wanted to get the shoes, but...
Yeah, you're trying to get them sized to fit you.
Well, yeah, I mean... That's you gotta have the right size to get the shoes.
Then that's easy. You can have your feet, your legs, body sculpted. This is cyberpunk.
Body sculpt your feet to fit your shoes.
Of course.
Well, they were the perfect shoes. Well, but of course. So of course I had to change my feet.
If I remember correctly, there is some cyberware that allows you to change your foot size depending on how big you want it to be. So you might be able to make that dream a reality.
Or you could have it. You could have new legs 3D printed. You just have to go through humanity loss unless you if you still have original parts. Well, I take that back. You don't have original parts, so you can have them. You can have them 3D printed.
Yeah, there's two Kiwi feeds.
Ah, there's two of me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there are.
I'm multiplying.
Oh, it's like, let's fix that. Hold on.
Twice as cool.
Yes.
Mitosis.
We had multiple the Kiwi. Time, didn't we? One second. Let me fix this. See what happens when pictures get slingshotted.
Oh my Astra, God. This is your inner conscience.
Oh, yeah, it's like when Bella was having them multiple personality disorder and went dark a couple times.
I'm no one's puppet.
Yes, you are a puppet.
I'm not.
You very much are a puppet.
I will find you and I will tear your limb from them. Or thought from thought, or whatever the fuck you are.
Don't be so angry, puppet.
Well, who the hell are you yelling at?
All right.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh.
Okay. I'm fine. It's all fine.
Personality disorder is averted.
I return.
The return of Kira. Oh.
So. We're going to need to follow up on this stuff and try to get the boss Ming. I mean, I gave her the mug that said best boss Ming ever. Like, dude, we got to go try to get her.
Now she has a blank expression on her face.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like, get her fixed and like, figure out what the fuck happened, right? I mean, like, she's tall. I'm in charge?
Scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah, you're in charge.
Astra, am I the captain now?
You're the captain.
We're all gonna fucking die.
No. It'd be fine. Yeah. Well, we're fine. It's all fine. I really do need to talk to Dante.
We're all fine.
But...
How's it going in the Lego movie?
But this is all that's left of us. We need to find some more people. I mean, shit, we don't have no techie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know what the hell Melody did, but, I mean, she was the best. And...
Don't forget your previous solo is also slandering you guys. Yeah, slandering the team.
Oh, god damn it. We have to go find Grayscale and tear him up too?
All over Martian Vox.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, well, I guess I'm captain. I mean, so we can decide to do whatever. But, alright. First things first.
We really need to get someone that outranks them.
So you guys are on. You guys are aboard. Argo. All
right.
Yeah.
Where are you? Where exactly are you, Vela?
Oh, I figured we'd be chatting in like one of the situation rooms or whatever, the conference room or whatever. You know, just so we can like have a room without people in it, and you know.
At this point in time, Argo does chime in and says, Vela? Where is Axel gone?
No sabe, I mean.
I ask again, where has Axel gone?
Can you tell me?
He left at 11:23 hours last night and has not returned. Curious, did not take his shuttle. Havoc is also concerned.
Oh, he didn't take Havoc.
That's weird.
Huh. Well, I mean, Havoc's pretty cool, so I might. But
no, I seem to remember that that there was a shell of Havoc. I take that back. VidCon. He did take Havoc, but there's a dummy of Havoc.
Oh yes, a Havoc bot that tried to grab me.
Yes, there we go. A little bit
well,
from the holidays, but coming back.
But, Argo, me no savvy, where it go? I mean, hey, wait. When we're all, like, talking to the computer, we're all like, you know, first officer's log, stardate, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And you record that shit, right, Argo? Can you listen to that shit? Like, did Axel tell you anything?
No.
No, he didn't tell you anything, or no, you can't listen to that?
I can listen stuff. To it. Axel did not say anything. He was muttering something under his breath when he left, and he was a little bit, distraught. Something about beeping.
Shit. You know...
Something about beeping or a tone.
Astra?
Yeah.
Did you have a beeping problem before?
I think it did at one point, but I don't think mine was ever as bad as Axel. Because I think he told me that it would beep really bad when he was, like, really hurt.
Yeah, and there was something about, like, going to Luna or some shit.
Yeah, I had that happen. I had the voices to go to Luna.
Don't listen to those voices in your head.
I
don't listen to mine. And I'm sure Hank is just like, what the fuck?
Astra, you do remember that Axel did say something about some red red light or some message that was in his in his peripheral vision.
Okay. Yeah, he said there was some light in his vision.
You guys have a HUD, like in your field of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a HUD is, right? Heads up display.
Yeah.
So in your line of vision, you have like readouts of like internal like workings of what percentage of your body is operational, and like the different scales of how like the reactions are. And in that HUD that you have, there's a little flashing red message that you kind of like tuned out, and it just says return.
Yeah, then I'll let Vela know. Like, yeah, so a little like in my peripheral, it's red. It says return, but I just mostly ignore it.
Wow. So it's like your notifications.
Yeah. It's
all right, all right.
I ignore those too.
Yeah, all right. All right, so maybe You should keep... No, don't keep ignoring it. Maybe if you don't ignore it, it'll tell you where to go. Where Axel went.
I think I want us to go to Luna.
But I think we need to find some peoples. I mean, we lost our head engineer.
That might be important for the ship, yeah.
I mean, now, I don't think we can hire a head engineer, because I think we're probably going to have to let Argo be the head engineer. But, like, maybe we can find somebody that, like, Argo will let, like, help out.
We could probably find someone.
Just so we can find Axel.
Yeah.
Right, Argo?
We should, like, message Dante, and we could, like, look for someone on the Attila.
We have to get back there.
Argo chimes in and says, like, you guys have a choice. We will find Axel. No, make no mistake about that.
Wait, what was the choice?
You have no choice.
Well, of course we're going to find Axel. But we need to get an engineer in here. Like, the rate we go, like, we won't be that much, like, out of port before we get shot up. We're going to need somebody to help fix us up. Like,
I'm going to go nuts trying to figure out what the hell you two are talking about. The blinking lights and everything, and the voices. And...
Oh,
you're busy looking in a mirror, like, trying to squeeze open your eyes. Like, what is she talking about?
Oh, hey, don't worry about it.
Like,
don't worry about it. It's fine.
Is this like the squiggly line that keeps popping up in your eye? Like,
oh no, my Kyoroshis don't have squiggly lines. Fuck that shit.
Is that like some version of cataracts?
No. I mean, Kyoroshi clear. Come on, man. Gotta have good shots. But and Hagen, if you hear the voices, just don't hear them. Like, they're not good. You know, ignore them.
I don't hear voices though.
That's good.
That's good.
They had anything to ignore.
See, you're a step ahead.
Bella goes black for a second. And, like, takes a, like, a stiff kind of pose, and her smart, intelligent voice comes out. Would you like assistance? I can probably help.
Sure.
Okay.
And goes black again. Like, snaps back to regular Bella.
So, yeah, I mean, of course my eyes are clear, you know, but... What? You're looking at me like I...
I did it again, huh?
No. I don't know what that look is. Shit.
Do they have holy water in space?
I guess so. I mean, I bet the Neon Church sells it. They probably have holy oil. Yeah, but...
Oh, puppet. You are so confused.
I'm no one, puppet! No. Never mind. We need to get a hold of some people. Maybe we call Dante, see if he know people around here. I'm thinking Haven the best place to find someone.
Like, we can go looking for... We can find someone here. There's a lot of people, I think.
Alright, I mean, we could just go down and see if we can find some people. I mean, no need to tell Dante we lost our captain, right?
That's probably true. We probably shouldn't tell him we lost
our
captain. I mean, like, she's still here. She's still...
Yeah.
You know, but she's not here. But, like, you know.
Doesn't have all of her marbles.
Yeah, let's just go down there and let's see if we can find somebody. Do we really want to talk to Gemma? I don't think so. I mean, I don't trust her people, but I also, like, don't want her to know too much of what we do.
Okay, so from there we'll leave off that conversation real quick and we'll pick up over with Conroy. So you heard word that that there's a bar over in Hades Prime where the team was known to have gone. And you jump out of a knight's carriage, probably, which is similar to a combat cab, just a dressed up version, more or less like Delamain.
So I'm gonna walk in and then drop the shade slightly because I won't.
Before you step in, there's these two big brutes, cybered up brutes. You have business here?
I do.
What are you here to see? You don't look like you're from here.
I'm not the typical clientele, but I do have business here.
So who are you here to see?
Anyone who might know what I need to know. I'm here for some information. Maybe talk to some local fixers.
We only got one fixer in here, and yeah, she calls the shots.
Then I would like to see her. Yeah.
I motions to one of the other lower goons and wait here. A couple minutes later, follow him. He'll take you back to Gemma.
Go straight. Alrighty, let's go meet Gemma.
Okay. You walk up. You walk through a noisy bar, and people freaking slinging all kinds of knives, throwing tables, and basic hooliganry going on. You find Gemma sitting crosswise appears to be like a very decorative kind of chair, almost like a throne. Where it is you're looking for you're looking for somebody?
I am indeed. I take it you're the fixer queen around here?
I would be.
Maybe you can help me. I'm looking for one Melody Kincaid.
What's your business with him?
Well, she took something of my employer's, and they want me to go check up on her and see how she's doing.
Ah.
Strictly precautionary.
Bootlicker.
Bootlicking pays the bills sometimes.
Bootlicking also gets you freaking hammered.
Maybe, but I'm no slave to my bosses.
So what's it to you? And what's the information to you? Because where they are at, no one gets over there without special consideration, and you've got no special consideration.
Well, I'm certainly in no hurry, so I would be happy to run any errands for you if you would grant me some special consideration afterwards.
I'm more inclined for the Eddies. I could put them in contact with you. You can't go there, per se. You haven't earned that.
Okay. Well.
So, let's see. What was the last price that I charged? 15K.
15K?
You want the information? You want me to call? You want me to have them come over here?
I'm not authorized to drop that kind of money for a job like this. This is strictly precautionary.
She finishes her drag of her cigarette. I guess our business is concluded then.
I guess so. I guess I'll start asking around, seeing if anyone else knows anything.
Ta-ta. It was nice talking to you. Come back when you Emma. Come back when you have the Eddies.
I'm probably going to look for, you know, the actual bar in the bar.
Yeah. You just passed it.
And I'm going to head back there, and I'm going to try and order myself a drink.
Okay.
While dodging, you know, darts being thrown and the general tomfoolery.
To roll your reflex for me.
Where is that under on Fantasy Chrome?
Just let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a reflex roll, and I'll.
Hey. Okay. What do I click on to roll it? Or I can just roll a d6 and add it.
You'll go into reflex number, and then you'll drag it over to the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. If you would have, I was just looking to see if you, if you would have busted your reflex, meaning that, that you got hit with a freaking bottle.
I just got conked in the head with a bottle.
No, I'm saying if you would have busted your reflex, if you would have gone above it, which, let's see what your reflex. Conroy.
My reflex is 2, so I'm right at
it. Is it 2?
Yeah.
Okay, then you did get busted.
Oof.
It just ricocheted off your head and kind of knocked you to the ground.
Am I conscious still?
Yes, you're still conscious.
Okay, then I'm going to try it.
Gemma looks over and, like, just kind of snickers. She smirks.
Who the fuck is throwing shit?
Take your pick. there's many people in this bar that's just randomly throwing freaking bottles to see who they can hit. It's mostly a game of catch. To see who's paying attention, because you in this type of setting, you never know. It could be a bottle. It could be a grenade. It could be a monokatana.
I wouldn't throw a monokatana.
Some people would throw it like a javelin or a spear. Same thing.
Can I sit down? Are there any other projectiles people are going to feel the need to?
I'm being hurtled in your general direction now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a seat and nurse my bruised ego and order myself a drink.
Let me adjust sound real quick. All right. I think we had this issue before. Let's see. Give me a moment. All right. If it's the same echoing that we had last before, like, I can't do much about it. I don't know what to tell you as far as not quite sure what's causing it. But all right. You order your drink. Bartender, the waiter comes out and says, "What do you want?"
Whatever's cheap. I wasted a lot of time here already.
Waiter says, Gemma usually sends people out on milk runs, but things have been quiet as of late. Do you have anything you can you have anything you can offer her?
Other than an extra hand and maybe some corporate connections, no, not a whole lot that I'm able or willing to.
Maybe some inside information, or let's see. Maybe you can offer yourself. You can offer a services to the Neon Church.
The Neon Church. Oh, I'm not religious.
It's not that kind of not that kind of church. If you catch my meaning, they're more or less like looking to help out the awakened AIs.
Okay.
Have you heard about the awakening?
I can't say I have. No.
Oh, sheltered.
Must
be from Earth. Or you must be from Terra. The old that old archaic term.
Guilty as charged. I'm kind of fresh up here. Most of the AIs back home are pretty tame.
The AIs that were that are as awakened as these AIs were branded as rabbits. They're not allowed up here.
Okay. Well, old Raishbart Moss never did me any favors, but I don't know that I have a problem with awakened AIs in general, if they don't have a problem with me.
These ones aren't malicious yet, or haven't been given reason to be malicious. But there are some, there are factions starting up that are abusing these some of the newly awakened, and it's kind of upsetting a faction of the Neon Church.
And what would the Neon Church need me to do?
I don't know. Maybe in the, you would have to talk to Cherie, but and Gemma's got the inside line now to speaking with Cherie.
Great. Needing another contact through Gemma. I'm sure that'll go well for me.
You never know. I would try it.
Okay. Well, thanks for the drink. And I set the glass down, upside down, after draining it. Back to Gemma it is.
1 second. Let me adjust my volume. Thanks, PWB. Go ahead and crank up my volume a bit. All right. How about now? Can you hear me now? Okay. So you walk back over to Gemma. Oh, what do I have the pleasure of? What do I have the pleasure now? You find that 15K? Well,
No, I didn't find a spare 15K in that bottle, but I did find a cheaper request, hopefully.
Speak then.
I can't afford Kincaid. Can I afford a Shuri?
Depends. What do you want with Shuri? Or actually, Shuri. She's Parisian.
Another Frenchie. Well, just to talk for now. Maybe find a job. Find a spare 15K to throw your way.
They always have the Neon Church always has tasks. Some of them similar to mine, just not as dangerous. Well, I take that back. Less dangerous.
Everything's a little bit dangerous.
It's the world we live in. What do you expect? Can't just wake up and expect them to have the carefree life like back in, what was it, the 90s? Or the 80s, maybe? Who knows? It was a long time ago.
Those days are long gone. Pretty soon the 80s are going to mean the 2080s. but what's it going to cost to get the hookup on Shuri?
Oh, that I will give you, Emma. I will give you free because we have I have a certain understanding with Shuri. So I'll comp your drink, next couple of drinks until your ride arrives. Make yourself comfortable. And someone will fetch you when your ride is here.
Oh well, thank you. And then I'm gonna do a little sarcastic curtsy as I walk away.
Would you like those knees?
Would I like to keep my knees?
At that point, you get doubled over by a couple of her goons. Yeah,
and I love this place.
Smarting off to the boss. You'll be carried out in a body bag next time.
Okay. I apologize for any insult.
Okay, so from there we'll leave off with you waiting for them for your ride. And we snap back over to the rest of to the main team. Actually, no. We'll jump over to Nemia and Kia. You guys have just and Doctor or like offloaded the bullet onto Haven.
I figured we would start where I finished the work for Kia, and so we're just sitting somewhere on Haven, maybe having a congratulatory drink.
Okay.
I can give you a roll for like tech if you want to see how the mods on the bullet went out, or we can just go straight into the social.
Actually,
I figure if I'm done with the job, I'm sitting there probably trying to hustle people in dice and drinking cheap Martian wheat beer.
Do give me that that tech roll of yours. I just wanted I would just like to know whether or not you did them properly. If you didn't, then when good old Kia goes to jump behind the wheel of that bullet, and Kia may have some kind of one hell of a surprise.
I got an 8 and I got plus 21, so.
Okay.
Could I roll a air vehicle tech to go and look over and just make sure everything is kind of up to spec?
Like hawk over your tech?
Yeah. Kind of hover over his shoulder and kind of nitpick about things.
Right, so... my right arm is going to go back behind me and it's going to pop out the shield so he can't peer over my shoulder.
Kia's I'm just going to scoff and like shake my head.
So,
you're not going to let me see your fine work that you promised me.
Not until it's done.
Don't fuck anything up. She'll go and walk back around and kind of peek around the bay.
All right. So from there, we'll jump over to Vella and the rest of the team. You guys are on. Emma are looking around for someone to Shanghai.
Not quite.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was thinking more of like someone to hire.
Oh, okay.
But. I mean, I guess we could go the other route. I mean, what are you thinking? You know, Hagen and...
Over the head.
Oh.
Best to hire someone.
Yeah, probably a good idea to go that route.
All right. I mean, I was kind of thinking maybe we just grab someone, but then I was like, you know, maybe they'd be a little bit mad about that.
Yeah, boy, I think we'll have to deal with other complications down the road if we did that.
That though, hear you coming a mile away, she'll be screaming, "I'm not a puppet."
All right. Well, then let's go somewhere that's somewhere and see if we can find somebody. You know, shit. Actually, you know what? Can I do like a streetwise or something to try to see if I can find somebody or find a place that would be good to go to hire some people?
Yeah, you can ask around like the bar or whatever, or
yeah, shop. That's not Gemma's, because like I think we're trying to avoid Haven. Gemma right now because she usually screws us over.
No, this is Haven. No, she Gemma's never screwed you over. She just forgets.
No,
Gemma's just very intense.
Well, yeah, but she's just, like, okay, I just need you to do a milk run. It just involves, like, stealing a giant engine out from under Arasaka subsidiary's warehouse, you know, with, like, high security. It's like, oh, that's all. Thanks.
She doesn't relish failure.
Yeah, yeah. She's a little intense about that. I'm looking for somewhere that's, like,
not beyond getting her hands dirty.
So. Which, I mean, I can respect that. Like, you know, but, yeah, that's my thought. If you're cool with it, I'll toss, like, a streetwise or something else if you want.
Throw me a streetwise.
Because,
difficulty, say, 15.
Ooh. Alright, let's go for it. Come on, baby. Roll good. Sweet.
Okay.
18.
Which is reverted to 3. No kidding.
Damn!
Alright, so, yeah. There's someone new in town. They're living it up at the other end of the bar.
Oh.
They just brought in some fancy new some new bullet.
New bullet?
Yeah. Some of the boys are, if there wasn't that the standing no conflict over here on Haven, then someone would be the new owner of that bullet. But yeah. They know
better. Oh, my cousin said she had one of those. It was like a vibrant blade.
No,
I don't think that's that
I think that's a different thing.
Oh, no,
this is a racing yacht.
Ah,
you know, fast, like fast mover shuttle.
All right, well, we could go check that out. Let's go. I mean, somebody who can do a racing yacht, I mean, like, should be able to do this, right? That's how tech works, right? Oh.
One would assume.
Yeah, so we'll just go for that. Yeah.
Also, like, when you roll up, roll me perception, like, all three of you. You guys, the three of you should be somewhat familiar with bullets.
Ooh, nice. I botched that one.
Okay, you have no clue. But Hagen and Astra, yeah. You both recognize it. You've heard, like in the news or whatever on Martian Vox and the Terran news and like that. There are very, very public races, and this particular bullet, you've kind of seen it. The previous owner had it in previous races. And it was cast off because, like, they got a better one. Or the owner had it and got a better one. And somehow, whoever's over here managed to get someone's hand-me-downs.
Okay. So, do you want to go talk to them?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Maybe a little bit in disbelief, like no, this can't be it.
Yeah, there's like a dingy part of like space dry docks. It's got like one swinging overhead light, and you've never seen a rodent on a station before, but you're like imagining one. The kind of disheveled
that's laying around in my little rented portion.
I'd be pretty much pacing back and forth because he wouldn't let me see what he's doing in terms of work. And I'm kind of just mumbling to myself, calling him a dirt sniffer at some points, just to be at insult to injury.
Okay, so yeah, you heard him like curse off a little bit of a slur at you.
Yeah, I think I'd mostly stay focused on the machine, but when I hear people coming up, I'd tell Kia to turn the hell around and make sure we're not getting jumped.
I'd turn around and kind of peek and see if there's anybody like trying to approach us or anything like that.
You take any kind of a defensive stance?
No, just more of a quick glance. Not trying to look super alerted because I'm under the presumption that there's a no fighting rule, especially in the docks.
Well, you're not quite aware of this. You're newly on here. You're newly on Haven, so it hasn't exactly been explained to you.
In that case, then yeah, I guess I would take a more defensive, like kind of look around, have my hands in my pockets, just kind of scanning the area.
Bella, Astra, and Hagen, you guys are walking up. I'm looking for this talented wrench or whatever. And you see someone in shadow, taking up, looking kind of guarded.
And
like you did something or like you're trying to you guys looking at you like you stole something.
Hey, we're looking for the dude that was working on that bullet out there. Everything cool with you? You look kind of pissed.
I don't know about working on it. He won't let me show him his work, but he's over there.
Alright, and you are?
I'm Kia.
Okay. Kia Hagen. I reach out to shake his hand.
She'll hold out her hand and shake it.
Kia, describe what you look like.
So Kia is right around 6 foot. She's an exotic, of course. So she has, she doesn't have the full sculpt, but she does have two orange ears that match her hair color, and it kind of fades to white, near the bottom of her bangs. She also has a tail, of course. She's kind of wearing generic chick, kind of, not minimalist, but, kind of like a windbreaker. That's like in an OD green, and she has sweatpants on beneath that are that have some little small stains into it, but nothing too major.
Trying to pull us back into immersion, become your character, please.
Yes, I apologize.
Okay. All right. Okay, Hagen, you have an understanding or an idea of what you're looking at. How do you approach?
Well, they're shaking hands. I think that's what you said you were going for, right?
Yeah. I lean over to Bella and I'm like, hey, she's kind of foxy.
Oi. Oi. Name me Bella. And Bella,
are you looking up at her?
I'm looking.
I think Bella's taller, shorter than Kia. Right? How tall is Bella? Are you?
How tall is Kia? Is Kia like six actually foot? Tall?
I'm about 6 foot. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably shorter than you. I don't know if I ever specified, but I. Yeah.
Yeah, if I remember right, you're small. You're shorter than Kia.
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm definitely not 6 foot. So I'm there. I have
my.
You know,
tall drink of water.
I have I have these like black pants on. They have like slits and stuff along them, especially along the upper like right thigh. And I have these scars from a plasma burn a long time ago. And I've been tattooing these scars to look like flames, licking up from my leg, moving up. And right now they're probably about halfway up my chest. And so, you know, hence the attempt at making flames. And then I have kind of like this chrome, like, shirt that looks really more like a chrome rib cage that I wear. And that's about it on top. And then, like, I added my blue sequin because nothing says authorita like, you know, blue sequin with shoulder pads. So I added that when I became a second officer, you know.
Rob says you have no pants.
I have black pants. I thought okay. I said that, but
someone had no pants.
Maybe I forgot my pants. Shit, fuck. I'm sleeping. God damn it.
Not again.
I mean, Vela does get into the flicker, so it is entirely possible that you might see her wandering around without pants at some point, because like that just seems to happen, you know. But I hope I have them right now.
You do.
Yeah. I'm like, oi, name me Vela. Officer Premier de Argo.
As I told your compatriots, I am Kia. I pull back my hand and hold it out for you to shake.
I like pause for a second. Like, huh? And then, like, and step forward and shake your hand.
I'll nod.
Yeah.
Introducing, I'll step forward to and be like, "Hi, I'm Astra. Nice to meet you."
She'll smile and then kind of take back her hand I'll take back my hand and hold it out for you, same as I did to the two before.
I probably like a little overly enthusiastic handshake, just like nice to meet you.
Very spirited handshake.
It's nice to meet you as well. So, if I might ask, are you guys like a docking crew or something like that? Did we not pay our time to be here? And she like kind of looks around, or I kind of look around for like a meter or something like that, as if I've done something wrong.
No, we were just admiring the bullet out there, and we assumed kind of that maybe the tech that was working on it would be here too. I know it's kind of a shot in the dark, but, you know.
I'm going to hear this while I'm working, and I'm just going to, like, I'm going to kind of drop what I'm doing and come out and be like, someone said that you got, well, hire me? My English isn't great, so I'm just kind of like... You got work?
Oi, we do. We're in need of a good engineer.
And I'll reach out to shake your hand, but it's clear that I'm used to being around too many people with, like, implanted linear frames, because I'm grabbing with, like, inhuman force. I've been surrounded by asteroid miners like the last 10 years.
Argo chimes in.
It's like, oh, you shake like a belter.
Hey, Vela. Argo chimes in and your agent says, we don't need another, we don't need a replacement for Axel.
No, we don't. We need a substitute.
You need a replacement, Axel. You got wheels on your craft?
You didn't hear that.
I don't know about that. Okay. I mean, I assume we land on something, right? No? Something. I don't know. How does that work? Don't tell me.
We'll break away for a second and go over to Emma. Go over to Conroy. Conroy, a familiar face... Oh, not a familiar face to you, but a familiar face to Gemma stumbles in to the bar. A little bit haggard, and asks for like a shot of whiskey. Sets down his autocannon. And immediately, Gemma walks over, really concerned, and ushers him into her back room. Following him, there's actually someone dressed in robes. And she walks over to you and she says, I was informed that someone was looking for Cherie.
That would be me. Gemma told me to
they sent someone,
wait here.
Originally, they sent a ride to come pick you up, but we were diverted.
Diverted? Can I assume that you met some armed resistance to coming over here?
We got in a small skirmish. My friend shielded me. I was escorting him back. I was escorting him back to Luna. But what do you need?
Well, I need a lot of things. Currently, I'm being sent on an errand to go catch up with one of my business associates. But in the meantime, I was told I could maybe find some work working for the church.
I have an amendment to that. I'm going to put you on a shuttle. And I'm going to... here, take this, and she hands you a hollow disk or holographic message disk. Looks like a freaking compact. I want you to deliver this to Captain Vella.
Captain Vella.
Yes.
Okay.
And if there's any questions, just tell her tell Vella that an emissary is escorting her friend or her her engineer Axel back to Luna.
Okay. Can I take my two people with me?
You're responsible for them, sure.
Alrighty then. Big person road trip, let's go.
Go to the starport. I'm hand them this shard. It's got all the information, and it's also got it's got the funding to get you to your location, and it's also got the codes to get you safely there.
Okay. Well, then I'll head that way. I don't mind a little side quest.
Off you go. You jump aboard another knight's carriage. The knight's carriage is pretty. It's a kind of a posh a hover taxi. Takes you over to the starport really quick.
On the ride over, I am going to hand my the shard over to my netrunner and ask them to take a quick look at this, make sure I'm not carrying anything dangerous.
Okay. A couple minutes later, nope, it's pretty straightforward. The codes are encrypted, but yeah, from the look of it, it's straightforward. Your netrunner, from their recollection, they said that I've checked into the Neon Church. I was just as skeptical before, like anyone else. But from the sound of it, they sound like a pretty straight shooting organization. Their only concern is they stand up for the rights that they're fighting for the Neon Church, and they're facing opposition from these say religious zealots that only want humans to They don't want humans to recognize AIs with the same rights.
So are these night carriages automatic, or is there a driver currently?
There's a driver. The driver is also also a bot.
Okay.
The bot is also looking at you with its head. the head is turned around backwards while it's driving.
Oh, okay. That doesn't seem safe, but as a personal hero,
the bot is kind of sounds like Barney Fife, but it's totally safe. I do this all the time.
Okay. So this cult, this church isn't a cult or anything weird. They're not going to ask me to drink some Kool-Aid or anything like that.
No. Your netrunner's from who are you asking? The driver or your netrunner?
The netrunner.
Okay, your netrunner says the research I've done. Yeah, they're straight shooters.
Well, good job. Good job looking that up and informing me. Thank you. Good to know what I'm getting into.
Believe me, I would never risk my own life, even working with you, for anyone. The money, I'm hanging with you as long as the money's good. If the money, should the money disappear, I don't know what to tell you.
That's pretty much a given in this line of work. But this church doesn't sound so bad. We can go ahead and do this little errand for them. Get some time out of the office, stretch our legs.
You do, boss. You do remember that, you do know that where we're going is are the people that we're looking for. That is part of the crew that we're looking for.
So I did. So I would have known.
Yeah.
Had those. Okay.
Yeah. Captain Vela is one of the workers from Peregrine.
The drug dealer. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
Good. That can circumvent that 15K down payment. I don't think they would have kept us on this job if it cost that much just to find Kincaid. I mean,
well, Gemma's not charging you for charging you the 15K. Put you in contact with the Neon Church, and just so happened
right. that this just so happened to work out that way. Mm-hmm. So I can work with this church. Beats having to pay the 15K. Beats having to go back to the office, because Kincaid was important, but I don't think she was 15K important to them.
You also get a message on your agent that's that's a status report.
What's my status report say?
No, it's a status report from your boss.
Oh, requesting the status report.
Yes.
Heading to cruise location might go out of contact for a bit. Sending updates as soon as they come.
Further instructions to follow. Give report or give notice when you have eyes on. That is all.
All right, and then I'm going to tuck my agent back into place and swiftly put that out of mind. I'll contact them when I contact them.
Okay. You board the shuttle, and then they ask you for the data shard.
I was given instructions to give this to Captain Vela.
No, we just need we need it to charge them for the payment fee.
Okay, here's the shard.
Okay. They hand it back to you after they get the information off of it. All right, we got what we needed. Jump on.
Alrighty, let's go.
Okay, so they tell you it's going to be a few hours to get to where to get to where they where the crew is that you're going to meet up with. So make yourself comfortable. We have complimentary brain dance headsets. Would you like some?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? These are top quality. I've checked it out more than once. It's good. Good stuff. Premium quality.
Can I inspect them and see if they're of the same quality that they're being presented as?
Your Netrunner can give it here. Let me look. Checks out.
Okay, I'll hold on to it then.
What's up?
I don't know if you saw in the bar earlier. I might have a mild concussion.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me a bit nervous, and this is my third shuttle flight today. I'm still not quite getting used to.
It's something a little bit more than that. You're very cautious. You're very skittish. You got some. You have something. Someone chasing you.
Wouldn't say I have someone chasing me now.
Okay. I want to know for my own personal safety. I like to know. When I work for someone, I like to know. What to expect. I don't like being surprised.
Oh, don't worry. I'll let you know if we're about to get into anything too dangerous.
And they turn around and they lift up the back of their shirt and just for such surprises, and it's like a little freaking cyber hand mounted to their spine, kind of. With a pistol.
Maybe don't flash that around here. I'm still pretty new, but I know they don't.
Revealing. Kind of showing.
I'm pretty sure they don't take too kindly to those around here, but hold on to it in case we need it.
I don't plan on using it unless I have to. And I know that they don't like a high caliber out here, but yeah, screw that. I'll take my chances.
Oh. Okay, I'm not going through an airlock. So, if you're going to carry that with you, that's on you.
Heard sits down, kind of fixes their top, and then just gets settled in.
All right, I guess it's time to get comfortable. Got a long shuttle ahead.
All right. Did you have one or two flunkies?
I had two. I had the Netrunner, and then I had a driver.
Okay, so what do you have your driver doing?
Right now, the driver is not with me. The driver is on standby in case I need to shoot them a message to, like, hey, come pick me up.
Okay, so standing by. They send you a message like, just holler if you need us. All right, if you holler, they like speaking in third person.
Will do. Just
I like to take control sometimes.
Will do. Just keep your ears open.
No worries, I got you covered. All right, so we leave off with you. Headed out to Haven. We rejoin the main crew and go.
I figure at this point the repair is probably done, so we can. I mean, if the crew wants to look at the racer, or if
Marvel over
guy
it.
Wants to,
Marvel over it.
If we want to see a test drive.
Bella, they just your techie just your prospective techie just offered to let you test drive.
No, I was.
Oh yeah, I'll take a test drive.
I was offering Kia to.
Oh,
I'd shoot my hands up like, wait a minute, something got
hey,
something wasn't translating here.
I am an excellent pilot. Aren't I, Astra?
The best pilot.
I mean, that shuttle came back in, well, most not quite one piece, but it came back.
It just skipped off the ground a couple times.
I just paid.
Currently, Mel is the best pilot I know.
I'm sorry.
I just paid him a decent bit, so if anybody's getting first dibs, I hope it'd be me. She kind of smiled lightly and
over my dead body.
I'm gonna go over and kind of just look it over quickly, just trying to make sure there's nothing immediately wrong.
Okay, so Kia's checking and double checking your work, and I'm kind of sending the message like they don't trust you.
Yeah, that's all right. It speaks for itself. I just don't like to be watched while I'm doing it.
You're wiping your hands with like a cloth, like, ah, don't trust my work. How dare you? I guarantee.
I'd be at this point asking the people who showed up, saying they were looking for workers, like. I'd want them to watch this so that they can see my modifications to the Bullet Racer, but really, as soon as this is done, I want to get down to the brass tacks conversation about employment. What do you got for me?
Sounding a little bit reminiscent of Axel's accent.
Yeah, and I'm probably wanting to get onto the conversation of employment because I don't know fuck about tech stuff.
Okay, so they see the demonstration. They're somewhat impressed. You guys want to conduct business here? You want to go and do some show and tell, Vella?
That's the way you do an interview, eh? Right? What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Let's show them the ship.
Yeah, we swoop you up. We take you to the Argo, and we see if Argo likes you.
If not, he may be in trouble.
Don't worry. It'll be fine.
I seem confused by this last part. Like, I feel like my translation ship is messing up or something, but I don't say anything.
So, it'll be fine. It's all good. You know. Do we need to find any other people? Like, shouldn't we do all of our interviews at once or something? Like, I mean, I guess Axel is our best pilot, too. Hey, you fly shit, don't you? Looking over at Kia.
Oh, yeah.
I'd shoot my head over, like trying to multitask, looking everything over that he's done. And I'd kind of shoot him a quick nod before kind of returning to look over the work.
I snap a picture of the ship in my with my cyber eye and shoot it off over to Argo with like, can that fit in the docking bay?
Of course.
Cool.
That's like a minute.
So. Then, yeah, we can show them shit. Argo, like, I overdid, like, Hagen and, Astra. Argo says that, that should be able to fit in the docking bay.
Well, we can just bring them both, and yeah. Bring them both at the same time.
Yeah.
You got the doobies, or two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, I guess let's all head back to the Argo.
Okay.
I'd return and look over, kind of tilting my head. What were the plans?
You come with us! You want to fly something? You can fly that? We have a bigger ship. What the hell is Argo? Is it a... Was it a destroyer?
Yeah.
We got a destroyer.
My eyes would kind of widen for a second and then narrow. I'm like... I'm gonna call your bluff.
Kia's like, wait, how'd you get a destroyer?
well, you know, you take out a mortgage.
Oh, it's sold
a shop. It's fine, you know.
Did you at least get a good interest rate?
Left kidney, right kidney.
Yeah, I was pretty interested. Interest rate.
Nextborn child.
I'm sitting there like thinking, like, did Melody say something about interest? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Like, yeah, sure, we got it best.
I kind of look over, and I'm like, are you guys going to back him up, or am I just only, going to go off this man's word?
I'll echo and be like, yeah, great interest rate. Definitely got a great deal on the ship.
I was referring more to the fact that you guys have a destroyer, but...
Do you mind
if I roll a human perception to see if they're fucking with me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
There's no
fun. Let's see.
18.
Okay.
Hold on a second, because I might actually have some acting. Do I have acting? Damn it, no, I didn't take any acting. I was going to try to contest you regardless.
You gather with them and like them, their body gestures, like they're not shaking. There's nothing that gives any tells that they're holding it back or they're lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there like rubbing my hands and like clicking my tongue, and I'm like, okay, let's get going. I'm like kicking the back of this. Take me to the ship.
I look over. Do you think my ship will be fine here, or is someone gonna jack it and run away with it?
I mean, we can take your ship over to the Argo. You can dock over there.
Yeah. I kind of just shrug. I'm like, okay.
You're gonna leave that here?
Like, yeah, this place sucks.
All right. Give me a bay number and I'll hop over there.
Oh shit. Did anybody, like, look where we parked?
No.
I thought it was lot B, with the giraffe.
That's right. That's right, the giraffe, I remember that.
Okay, so, you jump into your bullet, and, you can't get a reading of where Argo is. There's, like, all kinds of gravimetric, distortion.
Mm-hmm.
So you, yeah. 1 minute says it. Uh-huh. You're, 1 minute it says that you're in deep space, freaking hauling ass, and the next minute it says that you're standing still and you're parked where you're at. Yeah.
I'm gonna start cussing, and kind of not bang on, but like kind of knock on the interfaces to try and get them to work properly, but...
You're blaming me, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he was the last person to touch it,
yeah, that's
so...
I'm saying second, you're probably up to, thinking second-rate mechanic. Can't trust anybody these days.
Can I roll a air vehicle tech in an attempt to try and make out some sort of information from my interfaces, even though they are being fucky?
Yeah, difficulty would be 18.
Okay.
There's stuff about Haven that that you guys don't know.
20.
Okay. You make your adjustments, nothing. It's still the same.
Am I still in the port, or did you say I took off and
no,
I'm currently
you're
at
Haven? You're still docked. You never took off.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
You jumped in and you were looking at your instruments, and then all of a sudden it was saying it was giving you those erroneous readings.
I open my window and I stick my head out the capsule and yell at Nahimo. I apologize. Karna?
Did you guys walk away or like, when he jumped in, or what did you guys do?
I'm probably in earshot.
Okay.
I can come back and bang on it.
I whistle to him. What's the deal with the instruments? I thought you said you knew how to work on these kind of things.
So, is this the kind of thing that I feasibly could fix, or is it, like, the kind of problem that traditional mechanics are gonna defy?
Look it over again, and there's nothing wrong there's nothing wrong mechanically with it. So, Vela, Argo calls over.
Can I say a prayer over it?
You can do that, but Argo calls over to Vela and says, "Hey, I'm getting all kinds of gravimetric distortions. What's going on?" The station.
Hey,
the station's emitting like magnetic distortion, and there's reports from other captains or from other ships that saying that they're losing control of their artificial gravity. Some are being like pulled towards the station. Some are being repelled from the station slightly.
Oh. Well, hold on a second. And I'm like, you said your sensors weren't working?
I shake my head. Nope. Not a damn thing.
My ship said that there'd be spectronic shifts or something coming from the station, and like, let's see.
Has the partmaster said anything? Has there been any kind of statement issued? Are they telling people like to not take off, or
you guys tried to contact them?
Can people try? And I figured I got like some kind of communication network set up with them. Like I got them linked into my phone feed or something. I follow the police department on Twitter.
There's no police department on Haven.
He follows we're on Haven.
The port authority or whoever would be calling the shots to be like, don't take off because you might mess everything up.
You get an artificial voice that says, do not be alarmed. We are experiencing slight difficulty. Do not take off. This will pass in a few minutes. Conroy, your shuttle is approaching Haven, and all of a sudden, like you were relaxing, you were fat, dumb, and happy sitting in your chair, and all of a sudden, a pulse hits your shuttle, and it does a lateral 360.
Like I'm upside down now.
It just rolled. Where you hit the ceiling and you hit the floor and then you're back in your chair.
Did everyone else feel that, or is that
a
symptom of the concussion?
Like picking themselves up off the floor. Like, what the hell was that?
I was going to ask you that. What the hell was that?
She looks to the to the driver. Or to the pilots, and some type of distortion. It's a good thing that we didn't smash into something, because there's other shuttles that were inbound.
Some kind of distortion.
Yeah.
Can we fly around it?
No, it just passed. Some type of distortion wave.
That happen often out here in space?
No.
Okay, I guess I'll just buckle my seatbelt now.
All right, the pilots, they're done doing their systems checks, and everything looks good. And that's where we will leave it for this evening. So that was a little bit of catch-up and intro to the new for the new characters. We've almost got them all together. Hopefully in 2 weeks when the team reconvenes, the stars will align again, and we'll have the full team back together. Then we'll continue the interesting story, the interesting new story for this High Riders team. Thank you all for watching. Look for us next in 2 weeks for the continuing adventures of the original High Riders team. Maybe we'll have a new name. We'll see. But thank you all for watching along with us. And we'll see you back in 2 weeks, Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm GM Raven, the chronicler for the High Riders. And this is going to be the end of our transmission. Bye, everyone.
Doodles.
Adios.
Void.
Cybernation Uncensored.